Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
This is the last time this year. So let me hear you. Good and loud. All right, Gary. A one. A two. A three.
Boy, that has special significance tonight, doesn't it? That has special significance tonight. It is a shame that as many times as he did that song, he never saw the Cubs win a World Series. That Harry Caray never saw the Cubs win a World Series. Now, hopefully he's got the best seat in the house as the Cubs are headed to the World Series against the Cleveland Indians. I mean, this could not be a better Hollywood script than the Cleveland Indians that haven't been to a World Series in 67 years or something crazy like that. And of course the Cubs that have not won a World Series since 1908. More than 100 years. Now, that this is the matchup. It's pretty doggone, I think it's pretty doggone amazing. But baseball has a tendency to write these stories all by themselves. Baseball seems to write these stories all by themselves. All by itself, it seems to write some of the greatest stories, greatest sports stories ever. Of course, the amazing Mets story, which is an incredible story. Of course, all the great Yankee teams, just amazing stories that baseball tells itself. Now, the first game of the World Series is on the 25th. It's Monday, I believe. It's the day of the 23rd. It's Tuesday. Tuesday at 8 o'clock. First game is in Cleveland, I believe, Chicago. But as we're looking at that game, who has the edge in this game? Forget about the sentimental edge. The sentimental edge obviously goes to the Cubs. 1908. And I think 108 years, David Schofield writes on ESPN, it features two franchises with the longest World Series title droughts, a combined 176 years without a championship. 176 years combined without a championship. You know, the country's only 245 years old, right? 346 years old, right? 176 years without a championship. So these are two pretty snake bit franchises that have been around for a long, long time. The Cubs have the most unique catching arrangement for a World Series in a long time. The last team to start three different catchers in a World Series was the 1998 Padres, who started Carlos Hernandez, Greg Myers, and Jim Leveritz in a four-game loss to the Yankees. Ross catches when John Lester starts. Montero has caught both Jake Arrieta's start so far. And here's Joe Madden's batter. I mean, and this is the deal. But this is Joe Madden. We miss Joe Madden here in Tampa because he was able to think differently than most people and behave differently to get tremendous results, especially with young players. So it doesn't seem so bizarre that he's got three different catchers because that's how they enter, because he's going to get not only the best matchups against opponents, he's going to get the best matchup between his own players. So that's not so surprising. We like to hear what you think. Is it going to be Cubs or is it going to be Indians? Is it going to go the whole way? So here's what you got to do. You got to call me and you got to tell me Cubs in six, Cubs in seven, Cubs in four, Indians in five. You got to tell me. You can call us at 646-200-3246. I know people are listening on Mixler. I know, and right now, I'm sorry, I don't have the Mixler chat room open. I'm going to open the Blog Talk Radio chat room. Maybe during a breakout, I can get over there and get all that done. But I'm only one guy. I apologize. And I can't get my Blog Talk Radio chat room to open, so I can see it anyway. So I'll try to open the Mixler chat room. Here in a little bit after we go to our first break. We're going to come back first and get through a little bit of college football. A lot of college football. I mean, this is a great time. Holy crap. If you're a sports fan, this is the best thing ever. College football, pro football, hockey, basketball, the World Series, all happening at the same time. Are you kidding me? It's all happening right now at the same time. It don't get no better than this. We'll be back with more of New Hometown Bay Sports Sunday. We appreciate you being here. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're tired of the cold? You're tired of the taxes? It's time to move to Florida. And our friend, Gary Knight, at New Homes of Tampa Bay is the perfect person to help you. You can just give Gary a call at 813-770-9452, or you can go to the website to look for your brand new home at www.newhomestpa.com. Move to Florida. It's about time.
Living in Florida has always been your dream. Buying a brand new home, always been your dream. Now, those dreams can come true. If you are relocating to Florida, make sure you call New Homes of Tampa Bay first at 813-770-9452. Nobody does a better job in matching you and your family into the perfect home and the perfect community than my friends at New Homes of Tampa Bay. You can find them on the web at www.newhomestpa.com, or you can give them a call at 813-770-9452. That's 813-770-9452. It's all the rage to call and order flowers from 1-800-WHATEVER or go online and order them from some nameless, faceless person on the other end. I'm saying you should do something different. You should, before doing that, call my friends at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located right here in Tampa, Florida at 11618 North Florida Avenue, 33612. Christine and her staff don't look at just the order. They look at the customer. They look at your occasion. They consider the entire person, the entire occasion, before making decisions about design and price. You're more than just a customer. You're a friend. Call our friends at Bloomingdale's Flower Shop toll free at 1-800-330-3297. 1-800-330-3297. Local 813-971-5947. 813-971-5947. You can reach them on the web at www.bloomingdays.com.
All right, we're back. We're back with more of New Home to Tampa Bay Sports Sunday. We appreciate you being here. Here on Blog Talk Radio and there on Mixlr. We appreciate it. And we've got the Mixlr chat room open, so we see you out there. Cat's out there. Clopsy, Mickey's out there. Thanks so much for dropping by. So who wins the series and how many games? Is it Cubs? Cubs in four? Cubs in five? Cubs in six? Cubs in seven? Or is it the Indians in 7-6-5-4? It's going to be exciting. It's going to be an interesting time. It's going to be historic, whatever happens. We got to get to the college scoreboard because there were some great games and some upsets in college football on yesterday. And we are about to get to the point where we're going to see the only poll that matters, the poll that shows the top four, who is currently in the championship hunt in college football, and some of these upsets are important now. Let's go back to Thursday. On Thursday, it was number 14 ranked Boise State, 20, just getting by BYU, 28-27. On Saturday, it was Alabama after trailing early to Texas A&M, stretching out in the third and fourth quarter to win 33-14. That's Alabama over Texas A&M. Second-ranked Ohio State loses by 3, 24-21, to unranked Penn State. Penn State finally, after going all through what it's gone through, finally gets that signature win, finally gets that win that says, you know what, we're back amongst the big boys. They scored 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to catch Ohio State and beat them in Happy Valley, 24-21. Penn State is back on the map. It was number third-ranked Houston with a day off. It must have been homecoming at the Big House, 41-8 over Illinois. Number five-ranked Washington. Now, don't sleep on these Washington Huskies. This is a good football team. This is easily a top four, top five football team. 41-17 over Oregon State. Number seventh-ranked Louisville, 54-13 over ACC rival. Our ACC opponent, NC State. Louisville still scoring a lot of points, high-powered offense, great quarterback. Jackson's four scores in the first half, high-powered offense. It's going to be interesting in the ACC. Nebraska, 27. Purdue, 14, excuse me. Number 10th-ranked Wisconsin gets back on the winning trail, 17-9 over Iowa. Number 11th-ranked Houston gets blown out. There's no other way to put it. Gets blown out by SMU, 38-16. SMU, three and four, 1-2 in the American. Houston, who was basically the pollster's darling early on, especially as they came out and played well early in the season, now 3-2 in the American Conference, loses to SMU. I mean, do you even remember when Southern Methodist University had a football team? You thought they got a death penalty and went away. I know, but they're still out there. And they beat 11th-ranked Houston, 38-16, doubled them up. It was West Virginia, 12th-ranked West Virginia, 34, TCU, 10. 16th-ranked Oklahoma rolled big time over Texas Tech. No, I mean, so I did, they didn't roll big time because obviously nobody in the Big 12, especially amongst these two teams, wants to play any difference, any defense. This looks like an arena football score. Oklahoma 66, Texas Tech 59. Auburn, 21st ranked Auburn, no problem with 17th ranked Arkansas, 56-3. It was Auburn's biggest point total victory over a ranked opponent ever. 53 points over Arkansas. 56-3, Auburn beats Arkansas. It was number 19th ranked Utah, 52, UCLA, 45. Nobody wanted to play any defense in that game either. And in the battle of directional schools, it was Western Michigan, 45, Eastern Michigan, 31. In the ACC, North Carolina, 35, Virginia, 14. In the SEC, between the 23rd ranked University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, and 25th ranked LSU. LSU at home gets the win 38-21. And in another American Athletic Conference game, it was 24th ranked Navy, 42, Memphis, 28. The big game next week is Florida State, fourth ranked Clemson, and I think 13th ranked Florida State. Play at Dope Campbell in Tallahassee, and that should be the game of the week. And we're going to see, because the standings come, the really important rankings come out, and all that matters then is who is going to be in the top four. Now, when you see these, if your team is ranked 13th in that poll, it don't matter much at all, because all that matters is the top four. So we're just going to look at the top four right now in the coaches poll and the AP poll right now to give you an idea who might be there next week. Let's see. In the number four spot on both polls, it's the University of Washington, 7-0. In both polls, and in the third spot is Clemson, the Clemson Tigers, also at 7-0. In the second spot, it's Michigan. In the second spot, also at 7-0. And, of course, in the top spot in both polls, going away at 8-0, is the Alabama Crimson Tide. Let's look at some teams and one-loss teams on the outside looking in. It's Louisville with a loss at number 5 in the AP. It's Ohio State at number 6 with one loss looking in the AP. In the coaches poll, it's Louisville at number 5 with one loss. And an undefeated Baylor team at number 6, tied with an undefeated Nebraska team at number 6. One loss Ohio State team moves from 2 to 8 in the coaches poll. And that could have down 6 spots. And that could effectively end. That could effectively end their hopes for a national championship, depending on what happens later, but could be the deal. And maybe that's not, you know, and we talked about a little bit ago about if this is the best way to do the playoffs and national championships in college football. And I contend that it is not, for that very reason, because it's so easy to get knocked out forever. And I don't think that that's quite right. I don't think you end up with the best teams always that way. You end up with the best TV matchup sometimes, but I don't think you get the best matchup. I don't think you get the best games. So maybe there needs to be some more adjustment. And then there's not going to be any adjustment for the next, I don't know, probably 10 years. I think there's a long contract. So we're kind of screwed on all that. But there you go. So there's what's going on in college football. We're going to take another really short break. We'll be back. And we're going to concentrate real quick. We're going to go hockey. We're going to go hockey and basketball. Hockey and basketball. Isn't that great? Hockey and basketball. In one segment, we're still looking forward to your calls or are you commenting in the Mixler chat room? Who wins this World Series? Is it the Cubs or is it the Indians? Give me the winner and give me how many games, if you dare. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back, a really short break, so don't go far. We'll be back with more of New Homes Tampa Bay Sports Sunday right after these messages.
So my name is Gary James. I've been helping people make sure that they know what they're talking about when they buy a new home. About the last 2 or 3 years, I'm actually a realtor with Charles Ruttenberg Realty, but New Homes of Tampa Bay is something completely separate from that. When I started New Homes of Tampa Bay, the whole goal was to show people how do you save money when you buy a new home, and then that grew into how do you stay safe, and then that grew into what are the providing people with the same information and resources that I use.
New Homes of Tampa Bay. That's newhomestpa.com.
There is no greater American dream than the dream of home ownership. It is one of the things that separates us from the rest of the world. The fact that an average middle-class family can own a piece of property, call it their home, settle there, and raise a family. In the past few years, it has become more and more difficult for middle-class families to attain this dream. But my friends at New Homes of Tampa Bay are making this dream possible for many, many people. New Homes Tampa Bay. www.newhomestpa.com 813-770-9452.
Tampa Bay Sports Sunday. We appreciate you being here. We got to get through two more sports. And that's the best part and the craziest part about doing a program like this time of the year. There's so much to do. We don't want to miss anything. We want to get it all. You know, I promised everybody when we started the show that this would not be a football-only show. We would get to everything that was going on. We've talked about golf. We talked about soccer. We've talked about just about everything. I don't know if NBA talk we're going to get into, but they've got a championship going on that will at least hit on the scores. How about that? I can do that much for you if you're a fan of the WNBA. I don't know if we can do much more for you. I really don't. I don't think we can do much more for you at all, to be perfectly honest with you. Let's look at the games today. Let's see, we don't have scores. Today, it started at 7:30. We don't have a score for the Knicks Cavaliers game, or getting started at 10 will be the Jazz and the Trailblazers. And at 10:30 will be the Spurs at the Warriors. Let's look at yesterday. Oops, and let's see here. I'm in crazy mode here. 23. How about if we click on today's? Let's see. I mean, there are no games in the NBA schedule today, so that made that easy. Let's look at yesterday. Who played yesterday? Oh, nobody played yesterday. What the heck? All right. Let's go back to Friday. Friday was the of the Wizards 119 over the Raptors 119-82. The 76ers 113-110 over the Heat. The Timberwolves 109-74. Wow, at home over the Hornets. Carl Anthony Towns for Minnesota led all scores, 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists. Jeremy Lamb of Charlotte had 8 points and 9 rebounds and 1 assist in that shellacking. My God. The Timberwolves are 5-2 right now and undefeated at home. It was the San Antonio Spurs who just continued to chunk along, 114-99 over the Houston Rockets. The Denver Nuggets 105, the Dallas Mavericks 75, L.A. Lakers lose to the Phoenix Suns 98-94. Now, it's interesting for me. If you look at the at the Lakers, now that Kobe Bryant has retired, is it really time for the Lakers to find out what they're all about? Who are they? Are they anybody? I mean, what personality do they have? What direction are they going to go? Or will they struggle for this for a while because they waited too long to move on from Kobe Bryant? I mean, they have been Kobe's team or part of Kobe's team for a really, really, really long time. So we'll see. They lose to Phoenix 98-94 on Friday. Also, the Golden State Warriors 6-1, 107-96 over the Portland Trailblazers. Stephen Curry, 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists, seems to be starting off where he left off. Damian Lillard, 20 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists for Portland. So it is going to be, again, it's going to be very, very interesting. I'm very, very curious to see how all that's going to play out Let's see. Hey, Kat's in the Mixler chat room. She's recovering from a sickness, so she's fighting back. And she watched the Tampa Bay game last night. And we're going to talk about we're going to run down the hockey scores. Ain't it great? I mean, ain't it great that we can talk about hockey right now too? We're talking about the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, and we can also talk a little NHL. We can look at the standings. We can run on the score. I did watch the end of the Tampa Bay game as well. It is the guys have done with this Tampa Bay franchise, this Bolts franchise. It is absolutely amazing. So we're going to go back to tomorrow night. I mean, last tomorrow night. We can't go back to tomorrow. That's stupid. We're going to go back to last night and go over the scores from last night. It was the Canadiens 4, the Bruins 2. The Lightning go over the Ottawa Senators 4-1. Vasilevsky in goal made 27 saves. It was absolutely wonderful. This team looks ready, and by everybody, this team again looks ready to head to the Stanley Cup and to bring Lord Stan to Tampa for some tan. It was a Red Wings 3, and the Sharks 0 was the Panthers over the Avalanche 5-2. The New Jersey Devils 2, the Wild 1 time. It was Carolina Hurricanes losing to the Philadelphia Flyers 6-3. The Rangers 4, the Capitals 2, the Blackhawks 5, and the Maple Leafs 4 in a shootout. It was Predators 5 and the Penguins 1. The Blue Jackets 3, the Stars 0. St. Louis Blues 6-4 over the Calgary Flames. The Heat win in a shootout over the Canucks 4-3. And those are the games from last night. Let's see who's playing 4 games tonight. It's the Rangers 3, the Coyotes 2 with 3 minutes and 46 seconds to go in the third period. In the second period, it's the Ducks 2 and the Canucks 1. Again, with 8:38 to go in the second. It's a final. The Oilers 3, the Jets 0, and it was the New York Islanders 3 and the Wild, 6 and the Wilds 3. And that gets us caught up in hockey. There are 2 games tomorrow. It is the Flyers at the Canadiens and the Calgary Flames at the Blackhawks. We're going to look at the standings for a second. And something came up a couple days ago concerning your Tampa Bay Bolts. The Tampa Bay Bolts have been deemed the number one sports franchise in North America. Let me take a hit of my Bliss Produce Stress Neuro. Hang on. Yeah, that's good. The number one sports franchise in North America. Now, I didn't say the number one hockey franchise in America. I didn't say the number one sports franchise in America. I said the number one sports franchise in all of North America. It's the only hockey franchise that's making money. Imagine and sadness and disappointment of all the Canadian hockey teams when the best hockey franchise is in Tampa, Florida. Things that went into that, of course, the addition of players' contracts, the profitability of the team, the profitability of the business that they're in, their future. Jeff Finnick basically bought up a bunch of the land right around the Amalie Center where they play, and is building what is commonly being referred around here as Vinnickville, the Channelside area. It is absolutely a thing of beauty to watch as hockey, as football territory here in the Tampa Bay area, here in Central Florida, and Tampa is turning into a hockey town. Let's look at the quick look at the standings right now, and that'll give you an idea how things are playing out. In the Eastern Conference, the Atlantic Division of the Eastern Conference is Montreal, 4-0, and right behind them are the Tampa Bay Bolts at 4-1 with 8 points. Montreal has 9 points. Metropolitan Division of the Eastern Conference is Washington, 3-1, and with one overtime point, they have 6 points. Pittsburgh has also is tied with them. They have 7 points as well, but they've also got a negative 6 point differential. Let's see, in the Western Conference Central, it is St. Louis with 9 points and Minnesota with 7 points. In the Pacific division of the Western Conference, Edmonton has 10 points, Vancouver has 9 points. Edmonton is on a three-game winning streak. So it is exciting to watch the Lightning now. It's, you know, what's amazing is I remember before when you Lightning, you tune into the game and the first thing you had on your mind as well, how bad are they losing? And now it's, you know, now it's much, I'll tell you what, it's much more difficult to watch because the expectation is so much higher. You know, it's absolutely crazy. Because frankly, Tampa fans just expect them to win. Kat said she'd like Victor Hedman to come and visit her over at Spring Lake, and because number 77 is her favorite player. You know, I think we should reach out to Victor on Twitter. Maybe he will. These guys, and the cool thing about these guys is a lot of these guys are really good community guys. And that's kind of the thing about Tampa. And that's the weirdness about Tampa. That's the sort of, small town-ish thing about Tampa and the Tampa Bay area is that we fall in love, frankly, with these players and even coaches sometimes, that we just don't like it when they get traded, which is why the St. Louis trade with the Lightning was a big deal and sort of hard to deal with, especially when people found out that he didn't want to be here. You know what, as much as the Tampa fans wrapped themselves around St. Louis, and to find out that he didn't want to be here, that was hurtful for some people. So when these guys leave, it leaves a hole for a lot of people, because in order to stay here in any of the major sports, Yeah. Because any of the major sports, you've got to be a community guy. It's almost expected. It's almost expected if you're a Buccaneer player, then you have got to be a guy who's going to be involved in community stuff. You've got to be a guy who has a foundation. You've got to live up to Warrick Dunn and Derek Brooks and John Lynch if you're going to be successful here. So this whole idea in Tampa that you just come in and play your sport and make your money and go back to where you live, that's just not how we roll here. That's just not how we roll here. You've got to invest yourself into this community. This community will embrace you, but you've got to invest yourself in it. You know? That's the deal. That's how we roll here. All right, we're going to take the last break. Then we're going to come back and talk about football. Football. We're talking about pro football. Pro football. There's NFL football going on right now. NFL football. Did you hear me? And we got good news, more good news in Tampa Bay today. Yes, indeed. The Battle of the Bays. We'll talk about that right after we get back from these messages.
It's all the rage to call and order flowers from 1-800 whatever, or go online and order them from some nameless, faceless person on the other end. I'm saying you should do something different. You should, before doing that, call my friends at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located right here in Tampa, Florida, at 11618 North Florida Avenue, 33612. Christine and her staff don't look at just the order, they look at the customer. They look at your occasion. They consider the entire person, the entire occasion, before making decisions about design and price. You're more than just a customer. You're a friend. Call our friends at Blooming Days Flower Shop, toll free at 1-800-330-3297. 1-800-330-3297. Local 813-971-5947. 813-971-5947. You can reach them on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. Information is crucial when you're looking to purchase a new home. With so many choices of communities and options, choosing the right one for you and your family can be a daunting task. That's why you need to go to New Homes of Tampa Bay right now, www.newhomestpa.com, and get the information you need. Learn how people save thousands of dollars when purchasing new homes. Buy like the pros. New Homes, Tampa Bay, www.newhomestpa.com.
TheRedRiverChronicle.com. TheRedRiverChronicle.com. www.RedRiverChronicle.com. Conservative. Concise. Truthful. Informative. TheRedRiverChronicle.com. www.RedRiverChronicle.com.
So let me hear you, good and loud. All right, Gary, a one, a two, a three. Hey, we out to the Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to New Home Tampa Bay Sports Sunday. We appreciate you being here. It is time for a little NFL football. Are you ready for some football? Right now there's an NFL game going on. It is at the two-minute warning of the first half. It is the Arizona Cardinals 3, the Seattle Seahawks yet to score. Kind of surprising. Seahawks are 4-1. And kind of surprising in the sense that not much has gone on offensively in this game. Really expected them to do it. I mean, you know, when you have Carlson Palmer and Russell Wilson in the game, you really expect more. But right now, Russell Wilson is 4 of 12 for 29 yards. Carlson Palmer doing a little better, 11 of 19 for 87 yards. But just not much going on. Seattle can't get anything going on the ground. 5 carries, 13 yards. I see Arizona totals for rushing is 16 carries, 56 yards, a little better, but not anything that you can really, you know what, hang your hat on. Just not much going on. And it doesn't look like a lot of great defensive plays. It looks like a bunch of offensive ineptitude. Kind of surprising, really. Maybe someone will make an adjustment in the locker room, and this game won't be a Sunday night bust. You know, we had great games on Sunday nights the past few weeks, and this doesn't look like it's starting off to be that at all. It's going to have to get a heck of a lot better as it goes on. Let's see. Finals from today, it was New York Giants 17, the Los Angeles Rams 10. The Rams took off, was 10-0 in the first quarter, took off, and Giants picked off Case Keenum not one, not two times, but four times. Rams 17-10. The game was played in London today. So you got to travel all the way or across the water and have your worst game and have your worst game. 4 picks. Oh my goodness gracious, that's just too bad, huh? And I'm curious, what do you think about the NFL having a game in London every year? Do you think it does anything? You know? Do you think it's done anything? Do you think it's doing anything for the NFL? What do you think? Do you think that they ought to stop it? Who wants to, you know, what fan wants to give up a home game of their team so they can play in London at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday? I remember the NFL, World League of American Football, being a cluster, being a disaster, so much that they stopped it. So why are they continuing to play games in London? Anybody have an answer for that? I'm looking in the Mixer chat room. Let's see. I'm trying to go back and forth in the. I still can't see the Blog Talk Radio chat room. It just won't open on my computer. I'm sure it's open, but it won't open on my computer. Let's go ahead and hit the rest of the scores. It was not getting any better for the Saints. Saints lose to the Chiefs 27-21. And they still call it Arrowhead. I'm going to call it Arrowhead. The Chiefs were at home today. The Titans lose to the Colts 34-26 today. And there are no more undefeated teams in the league. The Eagles 21, the Minnesota Vikings 10. It's pretty amazing, quite frankly, that the Vikings were still undefeated. They've lost their best running back, they lost their quarterback, and they were still hanging in there. But the Eagles gave them their first loss today. The Eagles 21, the Vikings 10. It was the Bengals keeping the Browns winless, 31-17. The Browns are 0-7. Holy crap. I tell you every week, Cleveland fans, your Browns suck. they suck. They are awful. There's just nothing, there's nothing good about your Browns. Your Browns are terrible. So we're going to go in there and look at some of the box scores here. Hogan was 12 of 24, 400 yards and two picks. Kessler was 9 of 11 for 82 yards. These teams don't need picks. Andy Dalton was 19 of 28 for 302 yards and two touchdowns. Oh, my God. Cincinnati ran the ball 30 times for 271 yards. Just absolutely amazing. I mean, just a complete domination of the game. Just complete domination of the game. Why? It's easy because Cleveland's horrible. I don't know if Cincinnati's good, but what I am sure Cleveland is that bad. Sorry if you love Cleveland. Cleveland is awful, just awful. All right, so the Lions 20 and the Redskins 17. It was the Raiders at the Jaguars, 33-16 Raiders over the Jaguars. Raiders go to 5-2, and the Jaguars drop to 2-4. The Raiders are going to stay on the East Coast this week because they've got a matchup with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here at Ray J next week. So the Raiders are going to stay on the East Coast. That way they don't have to go home and then deal with the whole jet lag issue and practice schedule weirdness. So they're going to be able to probably take a day off and get back to a regular practice routine. The Raiders are 5-2 and have been road warriors. They're undefeated on the road. So a big test for the Buccaneers coming up. It was the Dolphins winning back-to-back games against good teams. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers last week at home, and they beat the Buffalo Bills today at home. They scored 14 points in the final stanza. That gave them the win 28-25 over the Buffalo Bills. It was the Jets winning a game. Obviously, even a blind squirrel can find an acorn every now and again. 24-16 over the Ravens. Ravens are 3-4. The Jets get Jets improve to 2-5. It was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to the West Coast, where they have not been that successful. I believe that they have only two. They only had two wins in the past four attempts out there. But today they get behind early, 15-0 in the first quarter. And of course, here we go. How embarrassing is this going to be? Is Colin Kaepernick going to find his feet today at the hands of the Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense? Is it going to happen? Is it going to be embarrassing? Well, quite frankly, after getting behind 14-0 in the first quarter, the Bucs beat the Saints and outscore them 34-3 over the next three quarters. It was absolutely a complete and total physical domination on both the offensive and defensive line for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis Winston was 21 of 30 for three touchdowns, 269 yards. He did throw a pick early. Colin Kaepernick was 16 of 34 for 143 yards. He threw a touchdown and a pick. And the most important part, I think, for the Bucs win was that Jaquez Rogers, because Doug Martin is injured, Charles Sims IR, and so you have your two best running backs, one injured and one on IR, and you're thinking it's got to be next man up, right? Next man up. And Jaquez Rogers steps up and has 26 carries for 154 yards. Barber has 12 carries for 84 yards. The Buccaneers have 41 rushes for 249 yards. And it would have been 250 yards, but there was one sack by Jameis Winston where he lost a yard. But it would have been 250 yards had it not been for the sack on Winston, where San Francisco could only manage to run the ball 28 times for 160 yards. And we've said this before, if your quarterback is your leading rusher, that's not the best situation to be in. For San Francisco, Colin Kaepernick was their leading rusher with 9 carries and 84 yards. That's not their best situation. That's not the best thing for you. Let's see, Mike Evans, eight receptions for 96 yards and 2 touchdowns. Was the leading receiver for San Francisco. Tampa Bay have a little problem holding on the ball. Joe McCoy recovered a fumble. Tandy Cup recovered a fumble. There were four fumbles, a bunch of turnovers. Pretty sloppy game. Bunch of turnovers, a couple of interceptions, four fumbles. So pretty sloppy game. To hold serve a lot to three and outs, get a chance for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to come in and score and actually move the ball and score. This is the kind of, I don't want to keep calling it signature wins, but an important win. This is important that the Buccaneers start to put together wins. That's how you get. That's how you build the confidence. That's how you move forward. Okay, I'll tell you. Roberto Aguayo was 2 of 3 for field goals. He missed a 50-yarder. He was dead on in extra points, 4 for 4. His longest was a 38-yard field goal. Scored 10 points today. Way to go, Roberto Aguayo, getting his feet underneath him too. So, let's see. Brian Anger has been on as a punter a weapon. 3 punts for 117 yards. His longest was 42. He's getting really good. Of his 3 punts, 2 inside the 20. You got to love it. You have got to love it. So the Buccaneers win today 34-17. They double up the San Francisco 49ers. The Bucs improved to 3-3. The San Francisco 49ers dropped to 1-6. 1-6, 1-3 in their brand new stadium. Ain't life grand for them. In overtime, it was the Chargers beating the Falcons 33-30, dropping the Falcons down to 4-3, and the Chargers improved to 3-4. The Patriots hand the Steelers their second loss in a row, 27-16. Now we know that the Steelers are without Ben Roethlisberger, and of course we have Brady and Gronk, and Blunt are all just happy as not that Tom Brady's back on the field and looks like a force to be reckoned with. It was this was Thursday. It was the Green Bay Packers 26 and the Chicago Bears 10. The Bears are 1-6, and the Packers improved to 4-2. Monday Night Football. It is the 4-2 Denver Broncos and the 4-2 Houston Texans. So that should be a great game in Denver at Sports Authority Field. It's going to be about 78 degrees, so it'll be nice. It's going to be a little warm for those people, but for me, 78 degrees is nice. Let's see, Denver is 8.5-point favorites, but it should be a great game on Monday night, another good Monday night football, exclusive time on ESPN. So there you go. It's going to be good time. Let's see, looking at some of the hockey scores, again, it's a final, it was the Rangers 3, and Arizona 2, Anaheim 2, and Vancouver 1 at the end of the second. And Edmonton 3 and Winnipeg 0. There you go. Oh, and the Islanders 6-3 over. I think we said that. But there you go. Now you're all caught up. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Let's see. Cat in the Mixer chat room says they should be calling, Cleveland should be called the Blues instead of the Browns because they're so terrible. Oh my God. She mentions because they were playing Colin, taking Knee Kaepernick. Yeah. You know what? That team's got a lot more problems than Colin. And that's why I didn't mention any of the other stuff because it's really not that important to me anyway. Not enough to mention it a lot. That team is going to be relevant or not relevant by how they play, not the political stands that players make. I don't, you know what? the deal is about all that, and I will take a minute or so to comment on it. I don't know why people care. And I don't know why anybody, any of these players or any of these actors or any of these other so-called activists give a crap. I don't care what he says. You know? I don't give a crap what he says or what he thinks. I know that his girlfriend is a big, BLM supporter. I know all that. You know? And I'm pretty sure that she's convinced him to use platform to, you know what, to sing their cause and to parrot their cause. He's an idiot he's an idiot for doing it. He's an absolute moron for doing it, as far as I'm concerned. But he did, and he has been. So, you know, he wants to go home and sleep with this girl every night. He's going to pretty much do whatever she tells him to do. And there's some other people who are joining him, and that's fine. But I don't know why they think I care. And I don't know why they think that the average football fan gives a crap. You hear me? I don't understand why they think the average football fan gives a crap. Because you know what? I couldn't care less. I don't care what Lindsay Lohan thinks. I don't care what Miley Cyrus thinks. I don't care what Amy Schumer thinks. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference to me. And I really don't care what Colin Kaepernick thinks. If I'm a San Francisco fan, you know what I want from Colin Kaepernick? Don't suck on the football field. Don't be awful. Don't suck. Win games. And that's all I want you to do. Stay in that lane, and then we'll be fine. We'll be perfectly okay. I don't give a damn who you vote for. I don't care what causes you support. It doesn't make any difference to me. And I think most football fans, most sports fans are right there. I think, quite frankly, a lot of these athletes are being used by people and quite frankly, are losing their appeal, because sports, frankly, is a great place and a great time to get away from all that stuff. There's so much. Most of us just want to, you know what, it's an escape for me, because I do a political show every day. So sports for me is a great time to get away from all that stuff for Sunday. That way I can talk about something else. There you go. All right, listen. Thanks again for coming on. Thanks again for coming on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate everybody being here. Back next week with more of New Home Tampa Bay Sports Sunday. My name is Willie Lawson. Until we can go out there and learn something, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself.
Time this year, so let me hear you good and loud. All right, Gary, a one, a two, a three. Hey, be out to the
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.